Ron DeSantis endorses conservative candidates nationwide. By Hannah Blow on November 4, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., this week publicly endorsed several conservative candidates nationwide, days ahead of the midterm election. DeSantis, who faces off in his own race against Democrat Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, early next week, publicly expressed support for several conservative candidates in key races across the country. From Arizona's Carrie Lake and Blake Masters to Ohio's J.D. Vance, on Thursday. The road to saving America from the woke left goes right through Arizona, by electing at Carrie Lake and at Masters. Blake and Carrie will be warriors for the people of Arizona. And I'm proud to support their campaigns, DeSantis said in one of his flurry of endorsements. Also expressing support for Nevada's fighter Adam Laxalt, Kansas's proven leader Derek Schmidt, and true servant leader Sarah Huckabee Sanders of Arkansas, among others. Pennsylvanians, get out and vote for leaders who will reject the left's power grabs and stand up for your rights. Vote at Duke Mastriano for governor and send at Dr. Oz to the Senate. It's time to restore freedom to the Keystone State, DeSantis said of the race in Pennsylvania. More. DeSantis has also campaigned for New York gubernatorial candidate Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, in recent days, calling him the guy that could turn New York around. Earlier this week, DeSantis elaborated on his decision to help other candidates across the country, explaining that these nationwide elections affect Florida, as people will often vote with their feet and flock to the Sunshine State when their blue states fail to turn around. Because if you think about like Georgia, this governor's race. You know, our governor is running against a candidate called Stacey Abrams, he said during a stop in Ave Maria, Florida. But if Stacey Abrams were to win governor of Georgia, it would absolutely spark refugees into Florida from Georgia. People would not want to deal with it. They would come in droves, they would move to Florida, and they'd be done with it, DeSantis said. And then just think about what I'd have to deal with, Raul Castro to my south, and Abrams to my north. I don't think so. That's not good. And so you see the migration and since COVID, he continued, we've led the nation in net in migration since COVID. We've had more adjusted gross income move into the state of Florida than has ever moved into any state in the history of our country over a similar time period, he said, emphasizing that it reflects Americans voting with their feet. Disclosure, Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News.